We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
In life, you will encounter people from all walks of life. You will interact with people of every race and from every culture. You will work with people who have different opinions on everything from the type of bottled water they like or to how they believe you should praise and worship. Some of these individuals you will allow to get closer to you than others. You may decide to keep some of these individuals at more than arm's length. If at all possible, make sure you vet people prior to giving them the role in your life. We are so easy to call people friends when they have done nothing to earn that kind of status. We're responsible for who we allow in our lives. The people we allow to be in our inner circle are the individuals who determine our potential. The law of the inner circle states a leader's potential is determined by those closest to him. Who you allow in your inner circle will have an impact on your life. Some will betray you. Be careful. In Mark chapter 14, verses 10 and 11, it is written, "Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give money. So he sought out how he may conveniently betray him. Earlier, Jesus was at the home of Simon the leper when a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil. She broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, 'Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor.' And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, 'Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me, for you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do good to them. But me, you do not have always.' Judas Iscariot, a disciple who appeared to be a follower of Jesus, would have rather sold the fragrant oil and found a way to get some money for himself, seeing that he was the treasure for Jesus and the 12 disciples. When he realized Jesus' kingdom would not be physical or political, but spiritual, and his greed and desire for status would not be met, he sought out how he might betray Jesus. From the outside, he looked like a disciple, walked like a disciple, prayed along with the other disciples, but was far from a true disciple. Do you have people around you who act like, look like, and talk like they have your best interests? Do you have people around you that you befriended who tell you they will be there for you until the end? Be careful who you allow to hang out or hang around you. Remember, everyone who says they are your friend, your partner, or the only one who really cares for you, vet them. Ask yourself, have they been there through the thick and thin? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.